I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bit, set placements too. A bad mistake, I've made a few. I've had my share of wrong keywords, but I've gone through. We are the PPC, then, my friend.
What's going on, Badger Nation? Welcome to the PPC Den podcast, your home since 2017 for all things Amazon advertising tips, tricks, and strategies to make your Amazon advertising life a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. Today, we're going to be doing something that I find extremely satisfying and extremely useful, which is we're going to be building Amazon PPC stock tasks like a template inside ClickUp, which you can then use to get inspired to build your own set of tasks in your own Amazon advertising accounts. One of the biggest things that I see that separate really advanced, successful Amazon advertisers and those that struggle and never really get to the intermediate phase or beyond is having a really organized system of tasks. So this is a different style of content. We're really just going to be planning and talking aloud so that you can see sort of me thinking about each task, which I think you might really enjoy. So hopefully this triggers a lot for you. This inspires you to sort of get more done inside your accounts. And we're going to do this live, which will be really cool. So I'm very excited to see how this all goes. So let the games begin. Now, for the purposes of this, I'm going to be using ClickUp, but you can sort of follow along in a Google Sheet. You could do your preferred project management. And I am recording my screen here. So if you wanted to hop over to your video podcast platform of choice, this does go out on YouTube. You know, we also published a video to various places like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are all video streams. So without further ado, let's start thinking about this. You know, before we go anywhere, it is really worth knowing that when you have a set of tasks that you can rely on, that you can refer back to, that you can use, that you can plan accordingly and not forget things, you really build momentum that you didn't realize you didn't have, if that makes sense. So a lot of people spend a lot of mental energy opening up their account, looking at it, figuring out what to do, looking for problems, and like spending a lot of time investigating, which is all good to do. But when you have a plan and you're investigating things on a regular basis, like you have scheduled time to hit certain areas of the account management gets really fast and really efficient. There are people that I know that, you know, feel like they have not enough time to manage. And it's generally because they're spending a lot of energy trying to figure out what to do. They open up the account, they poke around, they're trying to find stuff. And the people that are really efficient have a really detailed plan. They know what they're doing, when they're doing it, how they're doing it, and account management becomes a breeze. So it's definitely something to invest in. So I hope you enjoy this episode and we can begin to dig in. The first thing that you should be doing on a daily basis, perhaps have mapped out for you, is review goals. Literally asking yourself what you're trying to accomplish, how you're trying to accomplish it. You should have your goals written down succinctly. I cannot tell you how many people, when I ask them, hey, what's going on with the account? They'll tell me about like a tiny specific campaign. They're down in the weeds. You know, what are you trying to accomplish in the account? And they tell me something like, oh, I'm trying to rank for this keyword. And it's like, that's not like a big business goal, right? That is a thing to do to hit your goal. But, and you, maybe you have an idea of, you know, we all have sort of goals which baked in, which is like, I want more sales. I want a better margin. I want, you know, better ACoS. I want better total ACoS. I want better organic sales, all that stuff. But actually list out the targets. There's an amazing thing that happens when you're actually listing out the targets. And this is something that I would do every single day. So I am going to put this on daily. And that is something that you should be doing on a daily basis. And when I'm building this list, I generally do have a, I do put it in calendar view. And I go back and forth between calendar view and list view. So that's really good. The next thing I would do is really have a daily, oh crap, check. And right alongside here, and again, you might want to use subtasks, you might want to use separate tasks. I like separate tasks. I really like marking things off complete, so that's really fun. But the thing that I would say here is you want to be really sure that you're not missing anything crazy. So having a daily oh crap check, I think is really, really valuable. So again, turn that on, set it to daily so that we don't forget it. So basically, what are you doing in an oh crap check? You are ensuring that your billing is running, that nothing is suspended. You're looking at your P&L. If you are managing just one account, you definitely want to be sure that you log in. If you're managing multiple accounts, you want to log into multiple accounts every single day and just be checking, like, is there any weird Amazon warning? Is data delayed? You know, something gets suspended. I lose a buy box, you know, all that kind of stuff. The next thing I would sort of get to is a trend check and overall reporting. So what I mean by this is I want to know where we're pacing. I want to know, are we trending upwards or trending downwards? That could be really helpful. So that's also daily. Terrific. So this is actually weekly. We don't need to do big detailed reporting every single day. And then when I'm sort of building this out in a calendar, I'm already seeing sort of tasks for each day begin to populate. So the trend check and reporting, I generally do on Mondays. Sort of just log in, look at the previous Sunday to Saturday. That's just generally how I think about days, make sure I'm pacing properly, you know, see any particular big trends in the account, what's my week over week progress, what's my month over month progress. Try to identify what campaigns are going up or going down. We've done content before about how to quickly find what campaigns are going up or going down. So that's really good to do. The next thing I would say is a lot of, I call it bucket-based bid management. Bucket-based bid management is think of all the different keywords and targets that you have. You want to think about this in buckets. What I mean by that is you want to, you know, almost visualize your, we'll put this in a bulleted list here. You also want to think of the buckets of keywords and targets that you have. You know, you have high ACoS keywords. You have low ACoS keywords. You have high ACoS, low clicks, high click. You have branded and non-branded. You have ranking keywords. You have, you know, all the different kinds of categories, brand defense, competitor branded. You know, maybe you have evergreen keywords, maybe you have seasonal keywords. You're sort of just reviewing everything and be sure that whatever the bidding that you're doing is doing what you want to accomplish. So maybe you are going in and you're tweaking your minimum and maximum bid in your particular favorite bid management software, Ad Badger. But so you like, maybe you're doing different things. We're just reviewing the progress, seeing if it has enough data to do what it needs. If you're doing it in a bulk file, doing that in a bulk file. If you're doing it in the interface, doing it in the interface. And depending on the size of the account, this should be done at least weekly. So again, when we're building out our game plan, we want to be thoughtful of, you know, what we can actually accomplish in any given amount of time. And I'm a big believer, I'm a big fan of tiny actions over time, as instead of like doing nothing and then logging in once every 10 days and just doing a whole bunch of stuff. I think that sort of borders on over-optimization, whereas if you're doing tiny things every day, you get to track the progress a little bit better, which I really enjoy. Connected to the bucket-based bid management, so I'll sort of do that on the same day, is going to be placement bid review. You know, for sponsored brands, for sponsored products, you know, what's your top of search? What's your placements other than search? You know, all of those things. You just want to review your placement bids and double check that they are where you want them to be. Now, potentially unpopular opinion, but this is something that I would say does not need to be done weekly. So I would say this is more like a every 10, 15 days type thing for most people. So let's say 14 days for placement bid reviews. So you can start to see our calendar is already pretty populated. And let's actually change this to take away weekends. Skip weekends. Cool. So we're fleshing out a pretty realistic take a weekend, fam. Or have somebody else do it. So we're setting up a plan that's already pretty beefy. Like we're already doing a lot. Next thing I would say is some kind of budget check, some kind of budget management. This can probably be done weekly. I think Fridays or Mondays is a good day to do this sort of thing. And really, what are we doing here? We're just sort of seeing, are we spending too much in certain areas? Do we want to move any budget around? But that kind of thing can be really valuable. Is there anything budget capped? If it is budget capped, do you want to decrease bids and perhaps lower the target A cost? If you are budget capped, perhaps you just want to increase the budget. My first move to when I'm budget capped is actually to double check, do we actually want to spend more here or do we want to reduce bids and get a better return? That's generally the first move. When it comes to sort of reporting, this is related to reporting. I call it ratio checks. Ratio checks are really good because, and I'll describe what I mean by ratio checks here. We're talking about things like match type performance. We're talking about campaign type performance, you know, sponsored product, sponsored brand, sponsored display, auto, keyword, you know, product attribute targeting, you know, all the different kinds of things that you can target, just sort of view the performance for them. Keep it going. Campaign type, targeting type, and campaign type, probably ACoS power ratio. We've done content on the ACoS power ratio, ad cost of total sales, organic versus paid percentages. You know, what's our percentages of that? Spend by search term order amount. So like how much from zero orders, one, you know, how much do we spend on search terms with one order and so on and so forth. And if you think about this, this tells you a lot about the composition of your ad accounts. It tells you a bit about how you're performing, the composition, sort of the structure of it. Are you too loose? So like match types can tell you about your keywords, targeting and campaign types can tell you about the composition. And it's, if you think about it, it helps you realize like, oh, I have a lot of ad spend on sponsored product keywords, but I wasn't spending anything on sponsored product attribute targeting. I should probably do something about that. Or, hey, I'm weighted heavily on the auto, or, hey, my organic sales have gone down. Let me do something about that. So I think that kind of thing can be really valuable. And this is more of a monthly type thing. So sort of think of it at like the top of the month, reviewing those metrics at a high level on a monthly basis. I really like that. I would then say, people don't often think about this. Campaign structure. A lot of people think that campaign structure is something you do once and then never look at it again. And I will schedule this sort of for later in the month. And then I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to say campaign structure should be reviewed at least every 2 weeks. And basically what I'm saying here is you want to ask yourself this question, like, does anything need to be segmented further? Does anything need to be unsegmented? So for example, if you have two keywords that get like two clicks each that could be combined into a phrase match, you'd probably want to go with the phrase match because it's better to have one keyword that gets three orders a month than like three keywords that get one order a month. Why? Because you could bid, it's a little bit more consistent. And that's not always the case, but it can be the case. One symptom that I look for with campaign structure is like when things need to be unsegmented is when people have campaigns that it feels like they can't control. Like they have a keyword with a really good ACoS 1 month, and then the next month it gets 17 clicks with no orders. And they're like, wait a second, if I go back long-term, this is a great keyword. Or just look at it in the last month, it's really bad. That should be unsegmented combined with something else so that you can get more data for it. Whereas the does anything need to be segmented further is sort of good for, you know, and you look at an auto campaign and it's performing a certain way and you can look at the search terms to determine if anything should get segmented out or multiple products in a campaign, that kind of thing. So that can be really helpful. Let's talk about search term analysis. Search term analysis, it's a big one. Search term analysis, you know, we're talking about adding negatives, adding positives. I would say for most accounts, it's going to look like a weekly basis type thing. So let's schedule that for Wednesdays, put on a weekly basis. You know, again, think of it in buckets, just like we did previously with the bidding. You know, what am I spending on? What are my high ACoS search terms, my low ACoS search terms? What are my search terms that should be improved and amplified? What are my search terms that maybe should be combined? This includes duplicate search term analysis. And this, of course, includes n-gram analysis. Super valuable to do. I will just sort of, we have other content that talks about search term analysis. But yeah, this should be something that's done, you know, every 2 weeks or so, or weekly, depending on the size of your account. I'm going to add day parting or other time-based analysis, where you're really sort of asking the question, should we be going harder during any hours? Like, are there peak sales hours? And this is another one of these two-week things. Depending on the size of your account, it's possible that you don't have enough data to make this meaningful each time, but it's sort of worth investigating. Next thing I'm going to add is like market analysis. And for the sake of brevity here, I will say that market analysis should consist of Amazon data. And by that, I mean product opportunity, explorer. It might mean just literally searching and evaluating. It might mean brand metrics inside Amazon. And it also might mean tools like Helium 10 or Merchant Words, you know, or a keyword research tool or Data Dive. Keyword research tool, so on and so forth. So you just want to get a pulse here. And again, as you do this, you will discover things. So instead of feeling like there's a problem, like, oh no, our sales are down, let me go and try this and do this and do this and do this. It's like you will discover those ahead of time by sort of thoughtfully doing these things periodically. So this might be something that gets done every 21 days, sort of getting a pulse on the market. Let's say every 3 weeks, just like that. So because we're talking about the overall market, I would also say overall business P&L should get evaluated too. And that's sort of like a monthly thing, sort of early in the month. Now, you can, of course, do this more frequently. I will say every 4 weeks there, the market analysis, you know, every 3 weeks is good. Again, what you'll discover is some accounts need more of this, some need less of this. Generally checking in on the P&L, ideally the data is prepared for you so you can just click on it and receive it. it's more, and you might look at it more frequently, right? Like when you're doing your search term analysis or when you're doing your keyword bidding or you're looking at ratios, you might say, let me go double check the P&L. Having an organized task list really helps you just ensure you never forget. I can't tell you how many times like, oh, we haven't checked the P&L dashboard in a while, or, oh, I haven't thought about campaign structure in a while. So of course you can always go faster than this, but it's more so valuable for ensuring that you never forget. As we think of that, let's also throw in ad copy testing, you know, creative testing. You know, this is looking at your videos or and seeing what you can do differently. I would say if you were able to do this on a monthly basis, you're ahead of the curve. Most people are not testing their creatives. So stay ahead of the curve. Ad copy testing. Ad copy testing and creative testing, so that includes images, videos, that could take a while to do. Because, you know, you figure you evaluate, you put in an order with your designer or your editor to create some new content. It could take some time. Let's double check campaign naming. We have lots of content on campaign naming, you know, your target ACoS, the campaign type. Having good campaign naming makes your life a lot easier. So that's definitely not a weekly thing. That's more like a monthly thing, where you're just being sure that your campaign naming is consistent, that you're not forgetting anything. It'll keep your account really manageable, which I really, really like. What did we not include? Probably a whole bunch. You're probably sitting there being like, I can't believe you forgot about that. I'm going to leave it there. This is a really good base. So we have 14 categories of tasks with a lot of subtasks. And if we look at it on a calendar view, you can see that it provides a lot of time for exploration. And there's a lot of nuance baked in here. So this is sort of, you know, when you're reviewing your goals or doing a daily OCRAP check and things of that nature, it could be really helpful. Like this will spur on activities. This will definitely inspire you to do certain things. So I'm going to leave this here. I think this is a really good base for you to work with. And this goes out to people who don't have a task list or need to build one or have one. And maybe this inspired some new change for them. I think we'll leave it here. I hope you take this information and you build your own task manager. In whatever task manager tool. I've been using ClickUp this whole time, but I hope this inspired you. What did we forget? I'm sure we'll have this linked template somewhere in our big spreadsheet. We have a big spreadsheet of all of our episodes organized, and I will include a link in that on whatever platform you're listening to or watching on. So to recap, review your goals daily, do a daily OCRAP check, check your trends and evaluate your performing. Again, that will inspire a lot of actions. Focus on bucket-based bid management, placement bid reviews, budget checks, ratio checks, campaign structure analysis, search term analysis, day parting or other time-based analysis, market analysis, overall business P&L, ad copy creative testing, double check campaign naming. So this is a really strong base. I would say if you're not doing these things or you don't do them on a regular basis, just doing these things on a regular basis is going to, again, put you in the probably the top 10% of advertisers, because I know that a lot of people will launch campaigns and then wonder what to do and will inevitably do these things in a rush because they're panicked or they forgot to do it or they're trying to figure things out. But if you do these things consistently, you will have a really deep, intimate knowledge about what moves your account and stay ahead and mitigate any problems before they even happen. So be sure to get a copy of this. It's in the description somewhere. It's like our PPC checklist. That's a big Google sheet. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is a little bit of a different episode. Hopefully this inspired you to take some action. Have a good one, and I'll see you next week here on the PPC Den podcast. Adios.